Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. It's very likely you are all tired of hearing about coronavirus and the surrounding implications. However, I've been fielding some questions about the virus from the livestock angle, and I thought I'd share the information with radio listeners. Coronavirus is not new to our world. In fact, some listeners may even recall me discussing the coronavirus being a cause for scours in young calves last month, before I'd even heard of COVID-19. However, there's not much of a connection between this novel COVID-19 strain and the scours germ that cow-calf and dairy producers deal with. Swine producers and their veterinarians have fought porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and other coronaviruses in the past. Companion animal vets recognize feline infectious peritonitis virus as a cause of illness in cats. These are all coronaviruses. Considering all of these, it should be apparent that the vast majority of these coronaviruses stick to their own species. No human or cross-species illnesses have resulted from bovine, swine, or feline coronaviruses. The virus has a very specific molecular makeup. Picture a ball that has spikes on the surface. Each different coronavirus has its own version of these spikes. In order for viruses to cause infection, these specific spikes need to attach to very specific molecules on a body cell, like a lock and key. Pig cells have different surface molecules than do cattle cells, and humans are different yet, and so on with each species. To add to this variety, respiratory cells have different surface molecules than do intestinal cells. This explains why coronavirus strains affect specific species and specific body systems. The current coronavirus causing COVID-19 hasn't yet made animals sick where human illnesses have been common. Despite the case of the 17-year-old dog in Hong Kong, infectious disease experts and multiple international and domestic human and animal health organizations agree that there's no evidence at this point to indicate that pets can become ill with COVID-19 or they spread it to other animals, including people. If you're not ill with COVID-19, you can interact with your livestock and pets, as you normally would. You should continue to practice good hygiene during those interactions, both personally and for your animals. This includes such practices as washing hands, as well as basic biosecurity like separating new animals for a period of time. If you have contracted COVID-19, ask for help with your animals and minimize interaction with livestock and pets, as well as other humans. If you'd like more information on the livestock side of things, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.